starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Oh, Dad, you gotta help me.
Help you with what?
Well, don't you hear?
Sure, that's old Petey, the peddler.
No, no, it's not Petey. Petey moved to Chicago to live with his son. This is a new fellow, a young man, a super salesman, and he drives me crazy.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, get rid of him, please.
Listen, all you gotta do is tell me you don't want nothing.
Oh, that's what you think. Oh, now, come on, do me a favor just this once and hurry up before he gets in here.
Well, what'll I tell him?
Anything. Tell him we're poor as church mice. Tell him we've lost all our money in a gold mine. Anything. Get rid of him.
How do you do, sir? Is the lady of the house at home?
Yeah, she's to home, but she ain't feeling too good.
Well, now, I'm sorry to hear that. Perhaps I can show you our special of the week. This miraculous handy-dandy carpet sweeper guarantees...
Just a minute.
All I ask is a few minutes of your time to demonstrate.
Now, look here,
I... Is it made to sell for $17.50, but available this week?
Look, maybe you can talk faster than I can, but I can yell louder. Well, what I was trying to say is that we ain't got no money to buy nothing. Not even if it costs 5 cents.
No, no. A man with a nice farm like this...
Yeah, mortgage to the hilt. Can't even pay the feed bill. The bank will be foreclosing on us any day now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sure is.
I thought you people were pretty well off.
Yeah, I'm the one to blame. Made a bad investment. Should never have put that money in the gold mine.
A gold mine?
Yeah, put in every cent I had and mortgaged the farm to boot.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Like the saying goes, shoemaker, stick to your last.
Oh, them's two words, ain't they?
Well, good luck, sir.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
It was a pleasure.
You know, I've heard of people talking the blue streak, but this is the first time I ever met up with one.
I told you. You just can't stop them.
Well, I stopped them all right. When I told him we lost all our money in the gold mine, he run like a scared rabbit.
Is that what you told him?
Well, ain't that what you said to tell him?
Well, I was just an example. I was joking.
Well, so was I. But it worked.
My hero.
I bet you an Explorer's tent cost $100.
I bet you it doesn't. A pup tent only costs $6. How can an Explorer's tent cost $100?
I don't know, but I bet you it does.
Hey, look, there's old Petey's truck.
Yeah. Maybe he has an Explorer's tent.
Maybe.
Hey, Petey! Petey! See anything else
you can? No.
Hey, get down out of there. What's the big idea snooping in my truck? Are you trying to steal something?
Oh, no. Anyway, it's Petey's truck.
Not anymore. He sold out to me. Now stay away. Get.
Oh, but, mister.
Can't you see I'm doing something?
We just wanted to know if you had an Explorer's tent.
With a drop flap in front.
So what if I have?
Porky and me were thinking of buying one. Well, this is Porky.
Hi.
Hi.
That is if they don't cost too much.
$12.50.
There, what'd I tell you?
Gee, we could save that much easy.
I already have some saved. Do you think you could drive up to my place and show it to my gramps?
Where's your place?
Just up the road a ways, the Miller Farm.
The Miller Farm? You don't want a tent, kid. Forget it. Save your money.
Well, mister, all we wanted
Look,
to do
kids,
is...
kids, will you forget about the tent for now? Maybe later, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, I've been up to your place, and I'm telling you, your folks can't afford to be buying you any tents.
Who said so?
Your grandfather. He's broke.
Broke?
The farm is mortgaged, and he might lose it any day now. He dropped everything in a gold mine.
Gee, I'm sorry. Should have told me. Should have told me.
You aren't sick, are you, honey?
Well, I'm fine.
Tried eating your pie.
Better eat it while you can. There ain't gonna be no more for a long time.
May I be excused?
Mary Pat's getting pretty well picked out.
Something's worrying, Jeff.
Well, that's nothing new. I know what it is. Forgot all about it. Jeff! Forgot all about it, your allowance money.
Oh, thanks, Gramps, but I have some money left over from last week. Good night.
Is my hearing getting bad?
I heard it, too.
Well, when a boy don't eat his favorite pie, it could be he's off his feed. But when he refuses his spending money, there's something wrong. Up here.
Happened.
Here.
Now, who in blazes put all that stuff there for a body to trip over and kill himself?
Where did all of this come from?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
Jeff, do you know anything about this?
No, I don't, but Lassie thought she heard someone last night, and when I looked, no one was here. I'd better get dressed for school. I know it.
Come on, let's go.
Well, wait a minute, Porky. Did you put that stuff at our back door last night?
What stuff?
You know, the canned stuff and the bread and sweet potatoes.
Those weren't sweet potatoes.
Ha.
How'd you know it was me?
I didn't, but Lassie sure did.
I was afraid of that.
Well, thanks for the stuff, but don't you think your mom will miss it?
Nah, she's got lots of it. Anyway, I'm gonna put it back as soon as I save up enough money.
Well, speaking of money, I gotta go into town today after school.
What for?
See Mr. Murdoch at the drugstore.
What about?
Business.
You're late, dear.
Oh, I know. Well, I didn't mean to be. Something came up. I got a job.
Ain't there work enough around here to keep you busy?
Oh, sure, Gramps. I can do my chores here, too, but well, this is our